kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
Praise the Lord. I want to continue our teaching, which I started last Sunday, if you remember, and we called it Experiencing a Sound Mind. Experiencing a Sound Mind. And this is the second part to this. There's quite a lot that I want to get through on today. And I regard this as a very important teaching. I mean, everything is that we have, but we know that man's mind is under a battle. And the great battle now for the last day is to control man's mind. And who is going to control man's mind? Is it going to be God or the enemy himself? That is the battle. And of course, we know that God will finally have the victory because he always does. He's sovereign. But we cannot ignore what is happening now in the time that we live in. We are living in times where we are seeing the great falling away now. And the reason that it's a great falling away, because man's mind, man is in the land of decision. Man is having to make his mind up who he wishes to serve, whether it's the Almighty God or to serve the powers of darkness, the devil himself. And we spoke, didn't we, recently about the narrow way and the broad way. These are decisions. These are choices that man can make. And this is why God, in his mercy and love and grace, brings us together to continue to help us to make those right choices, to walk the right path, the narrow path, and to experience the mind of Christ, to have this sound mind, because it is so important. As we said to you last week, the mind, the heart, is the inner man. It's the seat of the emotions. We also said to you that our minds are the foundation of our actions. It's like the engine to a car. The mind is responsible for our actions, our deeds, what we say, what we do, and so on. Whatever you are thinking, whatever you are expressing now, is because of your mind. So we take this very, very seriously. And of course, we base this, didn't we, from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, of a sound mind. That is what God has given us. And therefore, we are to experience that. It's not just something that is written on a page that sounds very good, that sounds right. I understand it theologically. It is more than that. It is to be experienced. And the Holy Spirit has come baptizing us in which to experience these things. Well, all of that, of course, is on our message, which we put up on our website. It's all there for you to listen to. If you want to go over these teachings again, I advise that you do it. It is important, because faith comes by hearing this word. But we're going to continue with this on our second part, Experiencing a Sound Mind. And like all of this, it comes back at the end of the day to faith. And turn with me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 26, chapter 26, and verses 3 to 1. Isaiah 26, verses 3 to 1. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yahweh the Lord is everlasting strength. And so it goes on. There we are. So he says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, on him. So he is saying that your mind is to stay on the Lord, on his word. This is what gives us that peace that passes all understanding, that peace that stops us reacting every time we hit a trial or we hear something bad or whatever it is. Our reaction is an action of faith, confession, belief, standing, not reacting in fear. Which we go back to what 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That power and love and a sound mind comes by the peace of God. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Why? Because he trusts in you, and it comes back to faith, believing. And this is where God exposes whether we are in faith, trusting the Lord or not. Now, one of the great enemies to our faith, if we turn to Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, and let's first look at verses 25 to 29. Luke 10, verses 25 to 29. Here we see the parable of the Good Samaritan. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, testing him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and he said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. So everything's fine up to that point. And here comes the exposure. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbour? And then Jesus answered, A certain man went down, and so on. So, what do we see is the problem? What is the problem today? Many know the Word of God. Many can quote the Word of God. But their heart, their actions are devious. And what was the problem here? Pride. Pride blinded this man from experiencing what he had said to the Lord. He had answered right. He had said exactly what was needed to be said. To love God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, your mind, and to love your neighbour as yourself? Correct. But he justified himself. He didn't believe in that. It wasn't his experience. He wasn't experiencing what he was quoting, what he was saying. He didn't really understand it. He only knew it intellectually. And Jesus knew what was going on here. He knew that he didn't really believe. He wasn't experiencing what he was saying. He knew that he didn't really love God with all his heart, soul, mind, and being. And what was the problem? The mind. He only knew it in the mind. His mind was not being renewed, was not being changed. He wasn't experiencing that sound mind. And we can fall into that trap, brothers and sisters. It is so easy to deceive ourselves. This is why, at the end of the day, it is faith. And we see where we are with regard to our faith, whether I believe or I don't believe. And if we're not in faith, very often it can be pride that blinds us. And then, of course, the second thing is, it comes to commitment. If we love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and being, then we're going to be committed to him, which is inevitable. It's obvious. For example, in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, we're speaking about the mind experiencing a sound mind. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. And therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So there we are. He says, let this mind be in you that was in also Jesus. No different. The way Jesus thought and acted is the way we do. And he made himself of no reputation. He divested himself and came and took on human flesh, like the likeness of man. He was nothing much in appearance to look at. He was no mega star. He was a man who humbled himself to such a point that he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, to fulfill the Father's will that he goes to the cross. That is the same mind we should have and we should experience. When you get up and wake up in the morning, what should be coming out of our mouth is, Lord, I die daily. I die this day that the will of God may be performed in my life. That is his mind. That is his will. And I'll tell you, that sorts out the men from the boys. That is how we should be walking. And it's for the asking. And the Lord will work that. He will do that in our hearts if we want that. Because you can only confess and experience what is going on in your heart. You can only speak out, because the mind is affected by the heart and the heart by the mind. And so what is in your mind, your heart, your attitude will speak, will confess. Why? Because the battle is in the mind. And Satan can only attack a believer. The only access he is still given is in the mind. And whatever your mind thinks upon, whatever your mind dwells upon, that is what you are. So if your mind is dwelling on sickness, then you start to become sick. If your mind is affected by the fear of having cancer, then probably your mind will take it on, and there's a doorway that opens, and guess what? Cancer can get in. We know this for a fact. Even psychiatry knows the power of the mind. They know that a lot of disease and sickness is psychosomatic. It starts in the mind. Because the enemy has such a control, such a hold. And we are in the greatest battle now of man's mind that we have ever experienced in history. Because we are at the close of this age, this dispensation. And we are under the biggest attack. You know that. I know that. I find at times when I go to bed and I put my head down on that pillow, my day was a miracle. Because the power of God protected me, holds me together, keeps my eyes on God. Because we are so vulnerable otherwise to deception, to deceit. We even deceive ourselves. And so it is the mercy and grace of God that's holding all of this together. Our lives are miraculous. I find that even these meetings, this meeting today, it's a miracle. Because it can't happen in the natural. And so we need to take heed what the Spirit is saying to us. We need to discern. We need to understand what's going on around us, what we hear and what we see, because there's so much that's conflicting. There is so much confusion now. There is so much sickness. But we need to hear these things to understand. Because we know that if you know the truth, then the truth sets you free. What does it set you free from? What is held wrong in your mind, your heart. That is the work of deliverance. This is the deeper light. Setting our minds free so that we experience the mind of Christ. This is absolutely important. This is why we have made so much over the years about the mind, about the thinking. Because it's so important. As we know in Romans 12, 1 and 2, and particularly in verse 2, he says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So the apostle said, don't be conformed to this world. Remember, you are passing through. You are not a part of it. Your life, your roots are not in this world. They cannot be. If you are truly born again and of the Spirit, you are of another world. You are of the kingdom of God. God has set eternity in you through the new birth. So don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. In other words, let the Holy Spirit work to transform, to change you. That word metamorphosis, being changed, transformed from glory to glory. That work that he's doing on us. What by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is being renewed. Your mind's being renewed right now, brothers and sisters. He's healing us, delivering us. He's rechanging, reprogramming spiritually our minds so that we make those right choices, those right decisions. In other words, we are obedient to the Lord. that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Because we live for the perfect will of God. It's our heart's desire. It's our affection. Because we love him, we want to do the perfect will of God. And so he sets about that task to renew the mind. But the enemy knows what the Holy Spirit is doing. And that is why he tries to attack the mind like he does. And we all know this. But you see, for our minds to be renewed, God doesn't allow us to live and walk in ignorance. He doesn't withhold the truth from us. He gives us the truth as we mature and as we grow and as when we're able to take it. Because by knowing the truth, we're able to discern. We're able to guard our minds. We're able to see the powers of darkness and to say no to the enemy. That is why we have to learn. This is why we have to have our eyes and ears and hearts open. And sometimes it's not always easy to take on this truth, to take on what the Spirit is saying. It's so easy just to run away or to stick your head in the sand and hopefully it will go away. And we all do it. We've all done it. You probably did it this week, unbeknown to you. But you see, God continues to work with us. And he's going to bring everything out into the light for the purpose to get deliverance, to get change, to have that new mind. And these exposures are very important for our Christian walk. Now, I regard these as one of the most important teachings because I've made much over the years about our minds, our confessions. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, because that's one of the focal points of the deeper life walk. But we also need to know what is going on about us. We also need to know what is happening now. There is so much unfolding. I don't think I have ever experienced such a move with the powers of darkness as we have seen over this year and a half. There is more dramatically moved globally than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And even people in the world who don't even know the Lord, they're all saying it. Even my family, they have said it as well. People I talk to. What is going on? Things are not what they used to be. Well, we know that the powers of darkness are moving in now. Those dark clouds are rapidly coming in. And this is why we have to look to the Lord. And the Lord, even with those dark clouds that are coming in, he still exposes. And have you noticed that the darker it gets, the more penetrative the light is when it is exposed? Light is not so bright when it is bright. It becomes a lot brighter when it is darker, because then it's visibly seen. It points direct to what it wants to see. So we see that God is so in control that even now with these dark clouds that are building up and coming in, we are seeing that God's light is exposing. and it can clearly be seen. It's much more visible than if it were brighter. So look how God turns everything together for good. And we are very aware of what now is beginning to come up, that's beginning to take over. We've already said it, but we're going to touch in passing again, because we're dealing with this battle that goes on with man's mind. But we're now living, as you know, in an age of technology. We're now moving into a new era, a new industrial revolution, many are calling it now, a move into AI and technology. But all of this that's coming about, we know, is being controlled by the powers of darkness to bring in the New Age order. And therefore, what we are now experiencing is that we're slowly losing our freedoms. We're losing our freedom of choice, decision. We're gradually finding that they are being made for us. In other words, we're being digitally controlled. We're being controlled so that we can be connected to man's machines. That's basically what I call them. They are machines. You see, you're not going to have your privacy as you once had it, because they're going to have direct access to your digitalized body. And that's what it's doing. It's technology that's linking up with man, his mind, his body. And they're going to know everything about you. They're going to know what you say, what you do. They're going to know how you feel, how you think, what your beliefs are. It's going to be exactly the same with these smartphones that are coming out, with the launching of 5G. These phones, they record all your conversations. They track all your moves. Isn't it interesting that when you go on the internet or you use your phone, have you found a few hours later? For example, I've been looking online for a new dishwasher because my dishwasher's gone wrong. So I need a new one. And lo and behold, it doesn't take very long that when I go on the internet, I see adverts coming up for dishwashers. Got nothing to do with what I'm looking at or studying. And here it is, it's suggesting models that I could take. It comes up on the internet, or somebody you speak to, or somebody on a social platform or whatever it is. Then you get suggestions of someone else that you can talk to, or someone that you might know, you know? And all of this is becoming more and more powerful, as yes, they use cookies and algorithms as well. What is this? It's entering into your privacy. And we're going to see the next integration is with our bodies, which eliminates our autonomy, and it makes us subject to a totalitarian control. Now, what is all of that? Why are we starting to lose our freedom? Why are we starting to be controlled? Do you know what the powers of darkness are doing? They are attacking the Holy Spirit. Do you know that that's what this is about? Because the Holy Spirit has come. He is the Spirit of truth. He has come to set us free. If you know the truth, then the truth will set you free. And the powers of darkness are attacking the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit that gives us life. We have to wake up to this, brothers and sisters. That's what's happening. And I believe that they're using all of this, this COVID now, for the next great move. In other words, the new reset. This pandemic is to weaken society. They're using it. The powers of darkness is using this to weaken now society through lockdown, imprisoning us, imprisoning old people in homes, weakening the economies. This is what the powers of darkness do. Why do they do this? Why are they weakening? To control man's mind. When you go through a trial or you go through a sickness, you are vulnerable, you are weak. And that is when the enemy tries to get in and control the mind. And thank God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How often do you see when people have breakdowns that demons enter into them and their personality changes? Even families can see this. They'll often say, you know, since he had that breakdown, he's never been the same. How often have you heard those things? They're the powers of darkness getting in. They try to weaken you. And now we're seeing the world being weakened on a global level. We've never seen this before. And they're using this pandemic to do it. For what? To get to man's mind. These are demonic forces deceiving man's mind. And so they're weakening the economies. Everything's being weakened, attacked through all of this. There's no stone unturned in this. And it's going to be the same with us, with our bodies. All your body parts will be scanned. This is what it's working on. And they're using these vaccines in which they're going to get control into man, his body. And so every part of you is going to be scanned, warning health authorities that if they see any problem in you, they'll take action. If they see any disease or anything, you will have an alarm. You will be told to go into quarantine. Or you will need to be hospitalized. Or if they see mental issues with you, they may send authorities round to section you under the Mental Health Act. Can you not see where this is leading, brothers and sisters? They're pushing for track and trace systems now, aren't they, for the next phase? And these digital passports they're trying to push. All of this is called transhumanism, which means you're moving to a digital lifestyle, replacing your life with AI, artificial intelligence. In other words, they're making robots now. Did you know they're making robots that they can transfer man's mind to these robots to help him to work towards giving man eternal life? That's the big one, to give eternal life. The devil's lie. Hath God said you will die if you partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? There's his lie again. Nothing changes. Nothing's new under the sun. And there's going to be these continual pressures to have these vaccines. And these vaccines are slowly changing humanity, changing DNA. Do you know what they call this? Cyborgs. That's what man's becoming. The technology behind this makes you cyborgs. It's to inject these amounts of DNA and RNA, altering human material. It's part of the plan to shift humanity. And here it is, from 0.10 to 0.20 version. That's called transhumanism. This is all to control by the powers of darkness. And who does he use? The elite. Or it's called the cabal. These few elite that hold, yes, have all the money, the control. Through the powers of darkness, this is where the Antichrist is going to use all of this to control the world. Can you not see why it is so important that we have the mind of Christ, that our minds are being renewed by the word of God? To be delivered from this, not only to be delivered, but to be able to expose all of this. Because there's still a remnant out there. There's still some who will adhere. Well, there are people who don't even know Christ, can see what is going on, how wrong this is. And they say to us, the lie is, to save the world, humanity. To save the world from climate change. And that's why you've got all your movements and Greenpeace and everything. There's the lie. It's all called sustainability for our well-being. Because we're destroying the planet. The big lie, the deception. Why? I was sent a video of something that on television, I think last week, they're now debating about our pets. There are too many pets affecting climate change. You'll have, well, what it is you've got to get rid of them. I mean, we're seeing insanity coming out now. We're seeing man's mind so deranged, so confused. There's a new saviour that is coming. This saviour is coming to save the world because it's destroying itself. Can you not see the deception of the Antichrist, how he's coming and what he's going to come with and what he's going to say? I've come to save you. You're destroying yourselves. Did you know that AI, artificial intelligence, will be reducing 40% of all jobs shortly? This is why jobs are going. Man's being made redundant. Even in education, they're starting to tell children how much smarter they will be with the chip in their head. That's even coming into education now, I've been told. These cyborgs, which they're turning man into, your bodies will be connected to the cloud for digital surveillance. They'll control your brain. They're going to control your nervous system. It's giving up your freedom. Well, what is all of that called? It's witchcraft. Vaccines will be inserted with nanotechnology into the human body to link us up to these technologies. You see, nano sets up will also set up drug factories in our bodies. Yes, you heard me right. Drug factories in our bodies. These are invisible small factories that can then produce all kinds of drugs on command, what they think that you need. In other words, these electrical stimuli. Now, there's nothing new to that, brothers and sisters. These heart pacers that they put in the chest, people who've had a heart attack or where the heart is damaged, they can put a pacer in, which is an electrical stimuli, if the heart misses a beat or whatever it is. So there's nothing new to this. But through this stimuli, they're going to be able to produce drugs in your body. Why? Because you are 80% liquid. And this is going to be done through what they call cell towers, or smartphones will operate all of this. So it all sounds wonderful, doesn't it? It all sounds as though a saviour's coming to give us a better life, to give us a longer life, to protect us from all these diseases and sicknesses, to protect us from man that's polluting the world and everything. It sounds wonderful. This is going to give me a better life. No more sickness and disease and hardship. I now can have robots that can work for me and think for me and do everything for me. Sounds wonderful. You know, these vaccines are also to reduce the population. Killing off. There's too many of us. And they're going to do a lot of that simply by these biological takeovers. In other words, these vaccines are going to kill a lot of people off anyway. Their systems can't take all of it. We're seeing it now. A lot of these side effects and people that are dying, it's a sign also they can't take it. The body can't. So that's going to reduce population in itself. And this is why they're pushing it like they are. The powers of darkness. Because this new reset, for it to come into force, there's too many population. They've got to reduce it. And this is why they poison our foods. This is why most of our supermarkets are processed pseudo foods. Even doctors say that a lot of the problems is about 80% because of what we eat. Our modern day diseases, a lot of it is because of food, processed food, it's interfered with. This is why we need to be in faith when we eat our food, to pray over our food. The Bible is absolutely clear on this. We've got these fast food chains that dominate through the world, these toxic fake foods. They're everywhere. These burgers and fast takeaways. The world is hooked on this sort of food. Youngsters particularly are hooked on this sort of food. Youngsters don't understand or appreciate real organic food. They don't even like it. That's how much of a hold this demon has on society. 90%, they say, of all modern day diseases are because of food. Much of these diseases that we have didn't exist a century and a half ago. Did you know that? It's hard to find healthy people today. They have these allergies, headaches, nervous problems, nervous pains. People don't sleep properly, sleep disorders. So much arthritis today. The increase in cancer, diabetes, depressions, mental issues, autism. Children today have more chronic health issues than ever they've had. This wasn't the case a century and a half ago. Yes, there were other problems. I'm not saying there were. But there weren't these modern 20th, 21st century diseases that are so paramount now. And everything is being touched. They now want to stop us from eating meat. And it just goes on. And they want to control all of this, a lot of this, through the vaccines. And we haven't stopped at these vaccines. There's going to be many more rolling out. Trust me. People are going to have arms like perforated tea bags the time we've finished with all this lot that's coming out. And you see, vaccines won't protect. It's not going to protect. You're still going to have these lockdowns. This is still going to go on. We already know. We're already seeing it in countries that they've been vaccinated, but they're still going down with these various viruses because it's not what it was made for. This vaccine was not made for an epidemic like this. This is where they're dishonest with us. Why do I make so much of this, brothers and sisters? Because the Bible clearly tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. We've read this before. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. And also to give you who... Sorry, wait a minute. Yes, chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. For the mystery of lawlessness or iniquity is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And then that lawless one, in other words, the rebellion, the Antichrist, will be revealed. It's a mystery. The Apostle Paul saw it already starting way back 2,000 years ago. It was happening. And he says the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. That is the Holy Spirit's work. That is the Holy Spirit working through the church, working through you and me, and the preaching of the word, our prayers, our intercessions, our warfare. This is why I say it holds it at bay until we are taken out of the way. God knows how far to let this go. And once we are removed, we are snatched, we are called away, then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. There we are, the light penetrating into the darkness that the world will see. The light is so important because it lights up for others to see. And that is why we hold to the truth. This is why we are exposing this for what it is, so that it lights up for others to see and for us to see as well. That's why we're not to be deceived in this falling away. You see, many refuse to love the truth. There are a lot of Christians who call themselves Christians, but they are not lovers of the truth. And what does the Bible say? God will send them a strong delusion that they believe the lie because they refuse the truth which will save them. And we're seeing this lawless society. We're seeing it right now, all that's happening now, that's going on, that we hear in the news. Or a lot of the lies that we hear in the news, it's all lawlessness. In other words, they don't love God. They have no respect for God, His word. They have no fear of God, that is the beginning of wisdom. That's what it means, lawless. In other words, I will do what I want to do. So God gives them over to strong delusion. And here it's coming, this strong delusion, which will be headed by the Antichrist. Experiencing a sound mind. That's what we've been talking about today, brothers and sisters. And thank the Lord, He's opened our eyes and is opening our eyes to all of this. Are we surprised? No. God's been speaking and preparing us for years for this. And we're going to find that our preparation, the word, our labour, our meeting, our prayer meetings, staying with it, is going to pay off, brothers and sisters. God's going to bless. He's heard our prayers. He's heard our cries. He loves us. He's going to preserve and protect us. And I know at times one can feel it overwhelms you. There are times you just feel you're the only one that's walking in this. You're the only one that's speaking out about all of this. But I can assure you, He's got a remnant. And He wants us to have that sound mind. He wants us to have the mind of Christ in all of this. And He's working this. Because as we stay with the truth sets us free. What is that freedom? It sets us free in our mind and our heart so that we know the will of God. And that's all we live for, is to know and do the will of God. Well, there we are, brothers and sisters. I trust that this has been help and encouragement for you. As I said, that there was a second one on this, and it is important that we raise these issues. I know it can sound a bit fantastic and whatever, but we see very clearly what is all being planned now. And I trust that you've been blessed. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you are setting us free. Thank you, Father, that you know the right time, what to give us, what we can take. You have the perfect time in everything for us. We probably couldn't have taken this 6 months ago, but you know everything about us, both individually and corporately, and you know the right time when we're to receive what you want us to hear, because you are setting the sons of God free. Father, we are very aware that we are calling on our life sets in motion judgment on all this. And we know that when the man-child, the overcomers, are finally caught away, then it sets everything in motion. No longer is the throne room of grace and mercy, it becomes a throne room of judgment. And we are very instrumental in this. Lord, please help us. Help us not to take a substitute. Help us not to compromise in any of this. Help us, Father, to be faithful to you and to each other and to the body of Christ. Keep our eyes, our heart, everything looking to Jesus, who is the author, finisher of our faith. Lord, we are so aware that we can deceive ourselves. Lord, give us that fear of God that is the beginning of wisdom. Cause our hearts, Lord, to wax stronger and bolder for you. And above all, Lord, help us to love you even more and more. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
So disaster, let him in constancy follow the master.